I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I didn't really get to this yesterday, and I did want to comment on it, and King, I think you did too. The, I don't know if I would call it a PSA, but it was a message from the NFL players about the Black Lives Matter movement. They had some of the biggest stars in the game. Speaking and then ask what they wanted from the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. And then the last part of it is Roger Goodell saying all those things that the players wanted him to say, admit that they made a mistake. And we didn't talk about it yesterday, didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but did want to say this about it as time has gone on with it. My initial reaction was I thought that, okay, Goodell's whole part in this thing, it appeared to be maybe not as sincere as I'd hoped, but I don't know if that's fair for me to say. Because I'm the guy who backs Drew Brees' apology. I thought Drew Brees' apology was great. And it may not have been great, but I thought it was good. And I believe that, yes, I think he could have changed his mind in 24 hours when it gets pointed out to him in an impassioned plea by several teammates of how he got it wrong. And I thought that he owned up to it, that he got it wrong, and try to correct it as best as possible. Now, his actions moving forward are going to speak volumes, more so than speaking on Instagram. But the commissioner of the NFL is different, because the commissioner of the NFL is the guy that takes all the criticism and has for years. He's the guy that, you know, basically tried to stop players from taking the knee years ago and had continued to put policies in place to try to have players stay away from protesting during the anthem. Now, after all that's happened in the last couple weeks here, it seems like every company is coming out and making statements and trying to right past wrongs, which is a step in the right direction. But it's going to be more than just that first step. You have to keep walking with it. And I guess what we're trying to get to is this the right move, or is this is maybe more of a controversial move than we want to give it credit for? Because he's getting kind of ripped for. I know that Mike on his show said it was like a cardboard statement, but Mike wasn't killing him for it either, because it was something that had to be said. You had to do something. The NFL had to respond. But as we were talking this morning, King, and you brought it up to me about the NFL owners. This guy represents the owners.
Or at least their interests.
Right, you know? Exactly. I'm pretty sure that the owners feel like, okay, a statement has to be made by the NFL so we can show ourselves as being strong and being proactive. But I'll bet you that what Roger Goodell said when he admits that they made a mistake, and the other things that he said with that statement, I'll bet there are some owners that are really uncomfortable and not too happy with Roger Goodell for saying it in the way that he said it. So maybe I'd like to give Goodell a little bit more credit than I would have yesterday, as it kind of let marinate for 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the fact that he actually said that they made a mistake and apologized for it was big, I thought. I mean, most teams and companies are going to send out some kind of general statement about being anti-racist, right?
Which the league did initially.
And it was, you know, equality for everyone and things like that. But when Goodell put it out, because the players put together video, which, by the way, have you read the story on how that came together?
No.
Someone from the NFL production department had been wanting to say something for a while, I guess. And he reached out and direct messaged Michael Thomas from the Saints. And to his surprise, Michael Thomas responded and said, yeah, I'd love to do something. Basically, that's how they started with getting all these players to tape this, you know, this speech or whatever, the statement. And then he edited it together and then they released it. And then that's how that video came across, which was great,
wow,
by the way.
Cool.
And then Goodell, you know, went on a Zoom meeting and all this stuff and they all responded and how he, you know, he should, what he should say or what kind of statement he should put together. And then he comes out with that statement on Friday, which I thought maybe it was just happened to be coincidental timing, but it was on a Friday. You know what I mean? So there's that Friday news dump maybe, but for whatever it is worth, it was out there and you're going to see it. I thought it was a pretty good statement. It was missing two key words, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Also, but maybe that was a legal thing where they, you know, they were in a lawsuit with him. I know they settled, but you can't also admit legally that you were, you know, blackballing him or wrong about that. But you still could have apologized for, you could have said, hey, we made a mistake when Colin Kaepernick, you know, knelt peacefully, right?
Yes.
They could have said it that way. They didn't have to say they were wrong necessarily, Colin Kaepernick. Like I said, I don't know if it was a legal thing or not, but I think his name should have definitely been mentioned and he left that out. With all that being said, though, Drew Brees had a nice apology, I guess. I think personally, both guys, Drew Brees and Goodell, I don't know this for a fact, whether they finally hit up, had an epiphany or, you know, the light finally hit them and they realized what they're saying and they were wrong and they missed the mark. I think it's more of a shaming. But either way, if they provide action with their statements, that's the biggest thing. Because you do have to let people apologize. And I think the hardest thing for most people to do is admit when they're wrong. Some people hold on to that forever. They will not let it go.
Right.
It's okay to admit you're wrong. You know what? I messed up. Looking back on it, I didn't educate myself enough. I didn't look deep enough into it. Drew Brees has the luxury of having close teammates and friends that are black that maybe got to him and said, Drew, this is why. You know, it maybe took over 4 years for him to finally understand it. Like I said, I still think it was somewhat a shaming of his reputation that got him to this point. But whatever the fact is, if he gets to that point, I'm okay with it. And with the action that Drew Brees and Roger Goodell and all these other companies provide is the key point here in moving forward. Now, Drew Brees did have an opportunity pretty quickly when President Trump comes out and you know, comments on Drew Brees apologizing. And Drew releases a statement pretty much right away saying, hey, you're missing the mark like mm-hmm. I did. You know, this is not, it's not about the flag.
Which is that's a big step.
That's a good step right there. Now we'll find out. I never thought Drew Brees was racist or anything like that, but he was missing the point, you know, and that's a big deal here.
Which is what he admitted to
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. So like I said, with Goodell and the NFL and Drew Brees even, action is the biggest thing now moving forward.
And I guess one of the other reasons that I believe in the sincerity of Drew Brees is about face on that whole stance, and because he was with his apology, it was a quick apology the next day. And it was like, whoa, hey, everybody, I didn't know. And I look at it personally from an incident that I had when I was a freshman in college. And I was just playing basketball with two friends of mine. Well, one friend of mine and a guy who was also in the gym we played ball with. We didn't hang out, but we played basketball together. And he happened to be a black guy. And I made a comment that I would have made to anybody, but I saw that after I said it, this guy, his name is Corey, and Corey looked at me like, what? And I said to my roommate, Mark, I'm like, what is he upset about? And he goes, well, what you said, he construed as racist. I'm like, and then I thought about it for a second, I'm like, whoa. And I made the quickest apology you can make. There are apologies that you dread making, right? That you're like, oh, I can't believe I have to apologize. I got to suck it up and do this. And then there are apologies that you realize you're in the wrong right away and you want to correct that right away, which is what I did then. And because I recognized it right away, oh my God, I can't believe that I would have said something like that. I mean, because obviously it could have been taken the wrong way. And it was. And that certainly wasn't my intention. I apologized immediately for it. And I think he accepted it. And I hope he did. But it was a learning lesson for me back as an 18-year-old of how quickly things can be misinterpreted based on color of your skin. And it was a horrible thing the way he could have interpreted, which is what he did. And I felt off. I felt about that tall. So because it was so quick in response for the apology, that's why I can kind of agree with Drew Brees. I think once it hit home with him, hey, man, you're missing the entire point. it's not about that. It's about this. And then he sees his teammates calling him out for it. He understood it. With Goodell, I don't think that the NFL owners are happy with him saying what he had to say. The statement is, we the NFL condemn race. I mean, he says the NFL. He's not just putting it on himself, but saying from the league. So he's representing the league when he says, we the NFL condemn racism and the systemic oppression of black people. We the NFL admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We the NFL believe Black Lives Matter.
The fact that he was even able to say Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. is a big deal. I don't know why that's so difficult for a lot of people to say, but it is. You know, it's not only Black Lives Matter. It's not Black Lives Matter more. It's just Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And he actually said it, which I was surprised at. And we spoke earlier, his interests are the owner's interests, right? Making them money. And you're right. I don't think there's definitely a portion of owners in the NFL that probably didn't like this statement, whether they want to admit it or not. Most likely not.
Well, and the president of the United States sure didn't like it, and be damned, he doesn't care. This is what's important right now because somebody else doesn't get it.
Yeah, because I tell you what, there when the NFL season starts, hopefully it starts and starts on time, and we get a full season, they're going to be kneeling. There is going to be silent, peaceful protests. And we'll see how we'll see how the owners react.
Right. Look, when baseball gets going again. If baseball is the first sport to come back, if they do get a deal done and they start playing games in July before the NHL and NBA get to it, there's definitely going to be protests that take place and should be respected for what they are and understand what the whole purpose is behind it. But anyway, we just wanted to address what Goodell had said because as time has gone on, I think it was a tougher statement for him to make than people initially give it credit for or discredit it. Obviously, much more has to happen, and we'll see what the actions are moving forward. The logical next one would be the discussion about Colin Kaepernick and is he going to come back? It's interesting. Colin Kaepernick has been pretty quiet for years, which surprises me that somebody who started a movement so strong.
Well, he's still been doing it. It just hasn't been publicized.
You're right. No, I know. I know he's doing it, and he's backing it with money and all that. And
he does a lot of speaking engagements and things like that.
But he's not speaking to 60 Minutes or going on CNN or Fox News or wherever and getting a message out and trying to clarify and give his opinion on what's going on right now and talking about the NFL and all that. And I think his voice is a voice I'd like to hear soon on this whole matter. From a football standpoint, people are saying it doesn't mean anything until Kaepernick's back in the league. Obviously, Colin Kaepernick is a hell of a lot better than a bunch of the backup quarterbacks that are in the league and some of the starters that are in the league. But there's reasons why he's not playing. Some of it, I think, absolutely are because he was blackballed. Others might be because what's his real interest in wanting to play in the NFL?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.